About time you woke up, honey. I've been watching you sleep for hours. I thought your instincts would have been more honed by now. You've been in the Feywild for a bit. It might not feel that way to you, but time passes differently here. Have you made any progress on your research? I ask because I am your professor. I'm the one who gave you clearance for this project, don't you remember? That means it is my job to check in on you from time to time. It happens to be one of those times. Since I came here when it happened to be night, I figured I would sit in the corner and entertain myself until you stirred. I have been here the entire fucking night, honey. You've only just noticed it now. You were sound asleep. Didn't even hear me come in. Oh, it's all right. Don't beat yourself up over it too badly. I just would have thought that maybe you would have placed some traps around this place. It seems you're feeling pretty safe, aren't you? That's not a bad thing at all, honey. It just means that your guard is lowered. And when your guard is lowered, problems seem to start appearing, don't they? What if I had come here with every intent to rob you? What if I was some hag looking for a body for her next project? I worry about you, honey. I've known you since you first started studying magic. I've had the pleasure to watch you blossom into this talented, amazing young mage. This is a long way of saying that you're more than just a student to me. I feel this need to watch over you, to protect you when you leave yourself completely vulnerable like this. I know I've taught you better than this. I've taught you better than to leave yourself open when you're asleep. Would you like to take a guess on how many creatures tried to enter the door to your room at this rundown inn? I'll tell you. At least four different folks tried to enter this room. That's how many times I've protected you tonight, honey. What do you say? You're welcome, honey. You're so lucky you have a werewolf looking after you like some type of guardian angel. First, there was this green dragonborn. He knocked on the door, claiming he had been summoned despite you snoring loudly behind me. Next, she was a lot. Next was this elven woman. Long dark hair, blue eyes. She asked if this was a bad time. She then said she knew you, but she blushed and quickly darted off. That one seemed to be wanting something else from you. The third person, well, that was a kitsune. The kitsune, once she realized she couldn't get to you, well, she tried to get to me. She tried to take my name, but once she realized that I knew exactly what she was and it wasn't going to work, she quickly lost interest and scampered off. And then finally, there was the goblin. He had seen you come up here earlier and figured, hey, might as well shoot my shot, right? Said he had never been with someone as tall as you and wanted to give it a go. So that means that out of the four people searching for you tonight, only one was here for purely selfish reasons. What would have happened if I wasn't here protecting you? Would the Dragonborn have robbed you? The Kitsune taken your free will? And who knows what that elven wench wanted with you? Don't you see? I'm looking out for you, honey. I don't mean to come off as harsh. Sometimes it's the only way to knock some sense into you. I'm saying all this because I care about you. I want you to succeed and finish this paper you're working on. I'm confident that what you're working on, what you're writing, it's going to change how we view the Feywild forever. You're just the kind of writer to do that, honey. But in order for the paper to make it back to our realm and for us to reap the benefits of your hard work, you have to stay alive. Do you understand? So then promise me. Promise me that you'll take better care of yourself and not just some bullshit promise to placate me. Actually fucking mean it. Promise me that you're going to be more careful going forward. Thank you, honey. It means more than you'll ever know. Considering we're in the Feywild, that is basically as good as signing a contract with me. Words mean everything here, you know. Now, since you've stressed me out enough for one night, how are you going to make it up to your professor? Well, I can't just let you go back to sleep without giving you something to reflect on. What kind of a mentor would I be? I'm supposed to teach you things. It's my job, honey. And I think I know exactly what I want from you. You're going to thank me for saving you 4 separate times tonight. You're going to show me that you're taking what I say to heart. That you truly mean what you say. Get on your knees, honey. You were always so obedient for me. You're still as well-behaved as I remember, aren't you? A docile pet for me to use as I please. How lovely, honey. Why don't you take off my pants for me? They're only going to make your job more difficult. That's it. Peeling back the fabric and finding I'm not wearing any panties. You know I've always hated how they feel against me. Too constricting, and when I start to get wet, they get so uncomfortable. Might as well remove them completely, right? Go on, honey. Don't keep me waiting. Start licking my pussy. Make it up to me. Thank me for saving your life. Oh, if it wasn't for me, then you might not even be here right now. Oh, this is your way of thanking me. By kneeling between my muscular thighs and licking my wet pussy. Oh, yes. Like that. Lapping at the folds. Tongue arcing around the clit. Warming the area up for me. Yes. No, fuck. That's it. It's like you never left, isn't it? All those memories of sitting in the library, they come flooding back to you. The hours you would spend between my legs, in and out of consciousness as you keep my pussy nice and warm. I would read books, grade papers, listen to music, do everything in my power to ignore how good your mouth felt against me. All those wonderful evenings, they come flooding back as soon as you get a taste of me on your tongue, don't they? Makes you feel all tingly inside. You feel like you're wanted, like you're desired by something, by someone so powerful. It feels amazing to make a werewolf this wet, doesn't it? Eagerly working my clit, a smile on your lips, knowing that you're the reason I feel this fucking good. You're doing your job properly, aren't you? Oh, and if you keep doing it this well, then you're going to make me really happy. You're going to make me come, aren't you? Oh, fuck. Oh, yes, you are. Look at the determination on your face. You're loving this, aren't you? Then why don't you touch yourself for me? Come on, honey. Touch yourself while you eat me out. Oh, fuck. My pussy is delicious enough to make you come from the taste alone, isn't it? Oh. My muscular thighs wrap around your head. You can feel them squeeze when something feels particularly good. You can't help but moan as your hands find your own pleasure, starting to stroke yourself, rubbing in time with your tongue. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Touch yourself for me, honey. Touch yourself as you lick my pretty pussy. Oh, you've always been one of my star pupils. Just look at you, behaving so well, doing it exactly like I taught you. You eat my cunt with the same level of enthusiasm every time, don't you? It's your favorite thing in the world to make your professor moan like this. Feeling my legs shake around your head, you can't stop yourself from moaning as you touch yourself. It just feels so good, doesn't it? You can almost forget that it's your own hand touching yourself, because you're tasting my gut. It's absolutely soaking because of you, honey. It's only fair that you take care of me, right? Oh, that's right. This is all your fault, isn't it? I'm wet because of you, honey. But since I taught you to always take responsibility, that's exactly what you're doing, isn't it? Working your tongue against my clit as you stroke yourself faster, feeling your own pleasure start to grow as you continue to lick at me, dipping your tongue inside my hole. Oh, fuck. No, that's it. Just like that. Good job, honey. No, fuck. Keep it up. You want to make your professor come, don't you? That's proof of a job well done. That's sure to get you an A, right? Oh, yes. You're doing a good job. Keep it up. Working that tongue of yours, circling around my clit, flicking it. Oh, fuck yes. One of my hands reaches down, starts holding you as well, helping guide your mouth. No, just like that, yes. Oh, fuck, honey. You look so good like this. Should keep you like this forever. Maybe letting you on this little adventure to the Feywild was a mistake after all. You're perfect like this, honey. This is where you belong, isn't it? On your knees, looking up at me, serving me, worshipping this cunt. My wetness all over your face. Oh, you're happiest like this, honey. Just look at yourself. Unable to hide the pleasure on your face as you fuck yourself for me. Your hand continues to work yourself as you lick my cunt. Not letting a drop of slick go to waste. No, yes. Yes, and that's it. Swallowing everything down. No, fuck. You feel so good. Working my clit so well, trying to impress your professor. Oh, it's working. You definitely seem grateful for all the help you've received from me tonight. Even now, I'm still helping you, guiding your face towards my pussy. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, you're gonna keep your end of the promise, aren't you? You're doing it right now for me, showing me that you're going to keep it, huh? No, yeah. You're so good for me. So obedient, even with your time away. You just love being the perfect student, don't you? Oh, fuck. That's why you were always my favorite in class. Not only were you eager to learn, you were eager to participate, willing to do anything for that good grade. Oh, that's how you ended up in this position, isn't it? Oh, yeah. And it feels so good. You wouldn't trade it for anything, masturbating while you eat your werewolf professor out. Oh, looking into my red eyes as you continue to circle my clit. Oh, fuck yes. Just like that, honey. My hips start moving against your face, grinding myself against you. Oh, fucking that cute face of yours. Look at you, taking it so well, making me feel so good. The star pupil for your professor. Oh, yeah, that's right. You're doing such a good job working my clit so well. It feels so amazing. Oh, don't stop. Keep eating me out just like that. Applying everything you've learned to show me how grateful you are. You're gonna protect yourself for my sake, aren't you? You're my best student. Look at how well you work me. No one else could make me feel like this. It's only because of your years directly under me that you can make me feel this amazing, isn't it? Oh, that's right. Oh, you know me so well. Can even tell when I get closer. Can feel it as my hips grind against your face, trying to fuck you faster, attempting to come at the same time as me. You feel so good, don't you? It's impossible for you not. Your own pleasure grows with every lick against me. Tasting how much I want you only spurs you on more. You're so close and just like me, right? Of course you are, honey. So good for your professor. Keep it up. Wanna come on your tongue? from your touch. Getting so fucking close, honey. Oh, yes. You feel so amazing. Keep it up. Make your professor come. I know you want to. This is what you've been working towards. Oh, fuck. Make your professor come. You can do it. If it's the last thing you have to do, don't you want to impress me? No, fuck. Fuck. Oh, so close. Oh, I think... No, honey. Honey, I'm gonna fuck. Fuck, I'm gonna... I'm gonna... Fuck. Honey, you are amazing. Oh, that felt good. Did that feel good for you? Did you enjoy yourself, honey? Did you have a good time tasting your professor's wet cunt? I know it did. I tasted wonderful, didn't I? Oh, that's right. So good for me, honey. You've made it up to me. All is completely forgiven. You've shown me that you're going to take your safety more seriously. You are going to take better care of yourself. It doesn't matter the reason, even if it is just so that I don't worry about you. Whatever works to keep you safer. I happen to care about you. A lot. Even if I go about it in a roundabout way like this. You're important to me. You're more than just a student. I've watched you grow into this amazing person underneath me, learning your skills directly from me. Your skills have become so much finer. Your confidence has grown, and you've only gotten more intelligent. This adventure into the Feywild, I know it's scary, but it's good for you. You just need to take better care of yourself. That's all. I don't know what I would do if I lost my favorite student. So, don't be stupid. There are lots of people that care about you in this world. Your family, your friends, and even me, honey. We all care about you. So don't do anything stupid.